League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Have a lot of habits, and we're in the habit of doing certain things. We're in the habit of not doing certain things. If you are in the habit of saving money every month, that's a great habit. But the reality about that, the other side of it is, if you are not currently saving any money, then you are in the habit of not saving any money. If you are in the habit of rolling over credit card balances, or rather, if you're rolling over credit card balances from one month to the next, that's a habit. If you are consistently eating crappy food, you're in the habit of eating crappy food. So why does any of this matter? Well, it might not. None of this might, it could not matter to you at all. But if you desire change, if you are looking around and you're thinking, well, this isn't exactly or even close to the way that I want it to be, it being your life, you, everything about you, if you're sitting there thinking, well, this isn't just right, or it's really far away from what it is that I want, it's not even close, this sucks, whatever it might be, if you desire change, then a change is required. So we all know from high school physics or whatever, an object in motion will stay in motion unless acted on by an outside force. And the inverse is also true. An object at rest will stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force. So we are hurling ourselves through life, or getting pulled by the river, the currents of life. And we are in the habit of doing certain things. We have routines for doing certain things. And sometimes those are serving us greatly. Sometimes they are just keeping us exactly where we are. The question again is, if that's good, then that's good. You know, keep good going. But if you find yourself in a spot where it's like, oh, you know what? Something's missing. I always thought that there'd be more. I'd like something to be a little bit different. Well, then something has to happen. And there are so many different ways to think about this. You can think about your strengths, try to increase those, double down on those, triple down on those. You can think about your weaknesses, try to improve those. Sometimes the answer is, I need to invest in this area. I need to invest and learn how to do this new thing. I need to invest and get this new certification, this new skill. It's going to allow me to earn a lot more money or have a greater impact. Or maybe it's, I need to make sacrifices here. I need to make sacrifices. I need to go without. I need to not go out to eat quite as much. Or I need to get a little bit less sleep so I can exercise more. And so I'm sacrificing comfort and sleep in the morning by getting up 30 minutes earlier or an hour earlier and going for a walk or going to the gym, whatever it is. If you desire change, a change is necessary. Sometimes that comes in the form of investment. Sometimes it comes in the form of sacrifice. There's also something that you already know, but we all need to be reminded, or maybe think about it in a different context or a reframe, is that addition happens sometimes by addition, but it also can happen by subtraction. If you can get rid of certain things in your life, that can be highly additive. If you can get rid of credit card debt, well, that's 1,000% addition by subtraction. If you can lose 20 pounds, that is obviously addition by subtraction. And you also probably know that the pain of loss is twice as powerful, or the potential for the pain of loss is twice as strong as the potential for gain. So losing a $100 bill out of your pocket hurts twice as bad as finding a $100 bill on the street. It's interesting. So what about this idea, or I wanted to kick around, I may not be introducing it or not, but I want to kick around and talk about the idea, it's a new idea to me anyway, of a reverse habit. So you know the power of habits. We're supposed to have lots of habits, and good habits and routines. And one of the most used up ones of these is your morning routine. So you're in the habit of waking up in the morning. That's something that you do. Well, you might be in the habit of waking up in the afternoon. I take that back. What you do after you wake up, whatever time of the day that might be, the steps that you go through to get from where you are to where it is you're going next, that could be from your bed to the couch, or it could be from your bed to taking the kids to school and then you off to work. That series of actions that you take, series of steps you go through, that's your morning routine, or your routine that moves you from your bed to wherever your next location is going to be. So we all know that. So how do we add things in there? How do I fit in exercise and fit in meditation and my gratitude practice and this, that, and the other thing? And how do I help a little old lady across the street in the morning and then get a cat out of the tree and give money to charity and do all these things? Well, that's all fine and well. But what about creating a habit of not doing something? What about that? Is that easier or is that harder? What if you just didn't eat fast food anymore? Would that be a good habit of doing that? Because I talked about if you're not currently saving any money, you're in the habit of not saving money. So that's not good. If you're in the habit of going through drive-thrus and stuffing your face with a substance that comes from a brown bag, that's Carl's Jr. / McDonald's / Burger King. It's not going to be hiring me to do their marketing anytime soon. But if you could break that habit, if you could break the habit of, or just made it so you're in the habit of not doing drugs or not drinking on a certain night of the week, you get the idea. You get the idea. Would that make your life better? Could subtraction become powerful for you? So if you're like me, you're on your way to realizing your fullest potential. You're on your way to getting squeezing the most out of life as you possibly can. And we spend so much time thinking about what we wanted to add to our lives. What new skills, what new disciplines, what new thinking, what new habits. But I think you also realize that the addition without subtraction can lead to overload. So if we're just piling more and more and more on, I've got this visual of you as like a camel or a mule, and you are piling all of this stuff onto your back. And then you've got other people piling more stuff onto your back, because if you want something done, give it to a busy person. And if you want something done, give it to the person who's capable of doing them, because you are probably capable of doing more. But that isn't true, because I only have so many resources. I have a finite amount of money. I have a finite amount of energy. I have a finite amount of attention. I have a finite amount of time. So I just can't keep doing more. It's going to break. I'm going to go to zero. I'm already maybe redlining. So just doing more is not going to do it. So sometimes the most powerful habit isn't what you do. It's what you refuse to do. It's what you stop doing. The discipline of subtraction, the power of never. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about creating reverse habits where you just stop doing things, where you pursue addition by subtraction. So I think that the first thing is to figure out and to recognize what behaviors are the most expensive to you. What behaviors are costing you the most? So these are not valuable behaviors. These are just the most expensive behaviors. What behaviors are costing you your peace of mind, your mental health? What behaviors are costing you and keeping you stuck just right where you are? And what behaviors are keeping you from realizing that ultimate level of potential? You can call it from realizing or finding your purpose, doing the kind of work that you're interested in doing. I think a lot of the time, if you can't right now think of what those are, they're probably there. They're just hiding in plain sight. So impulse purchases. I know that that's easier and easier to do these days. We can just hit a button on our phone and the thing arrives. So if I am impulsively purchasing things, and on average, this is an expensive category because it's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars per year for the average American. So if you're a higher achiever, it could be that you're spending tens of thousands of dollars on impulse purchases. If you don't know the answer to that question or have an idea of that, this could be an idea or an area where you could subtract.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Now, again, like everything else, I've never taken a vow of poverty. I'm not a monk. I'm not trying to remove my life. I'm not trying to remove whimsical, joyful, fun things from my life. And sometimes an impulse purchase and just whatever is just what the doctor ordered. It's maybe just exactly what I need in this moment. So I'm not telling you to start all of a sudden being absolutely perfect with everything that you do. But with everything that I try and talk about and express, if we can get this right 80% of the time and leave 20% of wiggle room or room to fudge things a little bit, that's probably going to get us to where we want to go. Wasting time. Same thing. We need to be super honest with ourselves and super, I think that we need to be pretty tough on ourselves about how it is we're actually using our time. And you can put attention into this at the same time. You can put attention there as well. How are you allocating or using your time and your attention? If your person says, oh gosh, there's not enough hours in the day, we'll go through a time audit and figure out, okay, and an attention audit, what are you really giving your time and your attention to? Because I bet that there's probably some margin in there that is getting lost. That's just, you're burning it. And again, not telling you to be right with this 1,000% of the time, but most of the time, 80% of the time, if we can get this right, especially if you're somebody who's trying to get more done, this is an opportunity. And then reactive emotions. I mean, it's not easy to manage our emotions, but how much is it costing you? And I don't know the answer to these questions. You know, do you find yourself ruminating and just pissed a lot? Well, that is subtracting time from you. That's subtracting your headspace. So, and there's so many different ways that we indulge ourselves that are eroding our discipline. Is it alcohol? Is it drugs? Is it food? Is it video games? Is it gaming, online gambling, whatever. What are the different things that you find yourself indulging in? And you're making the judgment call here. I can certainly make judgments on your behalf, and you can call me up and say, hey, I'm doing this and doing that. What do you think I should stop doing? I'm happy to do that. But this needs to be something that you take a really hard, long look in the mirror and say, oh, yeah, this is costing me. This is costing me. There's a high cost to this. I'm not deriving enough value from this. And then the second step is to formulate bright line rules and commitments. Formulate bright line identity commitments. I am the kind of person who does not do X, Y, and Z. So you are making the decision, you are choosing, which is one of the most important parts about being a human being, a conscious human being, is that you get to choose. You have choice. Nobody is forcing you to do things or to not do them. You get to decide. So you get to make these commitments to yourself and make them bright line commitments. I am the person who never eats fast food. I'm a person who never X, Y, or Z. And it's not going to happen overnight, but we need to keep reinforcing it. So that's really kind of the next step, is how do we stay the course? I've made the decision that I'm not going to do this anymore. This is it's a new reverse habit for me. So I need to make sure, just like with my budget, if you have a household budget, just like with your fitness, and you just need to check in. Am I doing it? Am I actually doing these things? So if it's monthly, I think that as we're trying to get started with this, it needs to be on a weekly basis. Was I able to stay out of the drive-through line? And how am I able to do that? Well, if I now all of a sudden come up with a way that I can meal prep on Sunday evenings or Sunday afternoon, so I've got all, or at least have a plan for what I'm going to be doing during the week, I'm not going to find myself in the position where I need to, because I'm hungry and I have no other option but to go through a drive-through. Maybe there's some kind of a visual reminder that you like to do. I'm a big fan of having totems or reminders, just something that I can see or touch that lets me know, like, no, that sounds like fun to do, but I'm not going to do it. You can make commitments to loved ones. You can make commitments publicly, privately. My guy Andy Frisella has his Live Hard program. And a big part of that is 75 hard. And it's 75 days where you go through and you complete a certain number of tasks every day. And one of the great things about the program, it's a wonderful program. It's a wonderful lifestyle. It's a wonderful approach to mental toughness, is that it's something that you share. And there's stuff that you can post to social media. There's obviously value in accountability when you make something known to others. This is something that I'm working on. And I do think that getting in the habit of journaling and thinking about it and repeating it is a really, 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 really good thing. So I like to talk about the six key areas of life: family, community, career, financial, personal development, well-being, and then peace of mind. So as you're trying to think, well, okay, I kind of like this idea of a reverse habit. What are the bright lines to say, I'm never going to do this? So for family, that could be, I'm always going to be kind. So that would be a good additive thing. The reverse habit would be, I never withhold love. I never withhold love. Another one could be, I never let anger dictate or determine my approach to parenting. So those would be two reverse habits that could be beneficial. For community, you know, a positive habit would be, if I am part of an alumni association and that is the community that I'm referring to, I show up to every meeting. But it could be something along the lines of, for my relationships with these people, I never betray their trust. Another one could be, I never contribute to gossip. So those are really good ones. I never talk behind people's back. That's a really solid one right there. For career and your money, good new habits are I pay myself first. So I contribute to my individual retirement account, my IRA or my 401k every month, first of the month. That's an awesome one. But a good reverse habit could be I never roll over credit card debt from one month to the next. I'm a person who does not roll over credit card debt. I'm a person who pays off my credit card debt every month. So for your work, it could be I never waste time on non-essential work. So I understand what is essential, what is non-essential. I'm just not going to be engaging in that. Or it could be I'm not going to play, I was just about to say solitaire on my phone, but maybe that's from the 1950s and most people have no idea what that is. Just, I'm not going to engage in time-wasting stuff during my work hours. Well-being, a wonderful habit is I eat a balanced diet, or it is I go for a walk on a daily basis. So I engage in physical activity at least every day. Great. Reverse habit could be, and I talked about this at the top, I don't eat fast food. And let me just stick on this for a second longer. If you want to be a healthy person, you can't eat fast food. Just don't do it. Don't be a person who eats fast food. Stop doing it. And also another one is I never go more than a day or two without moving my body. So these are some good ones. From a personal development standpoint, so this is just going to, I'm trying to get better. Good ones could be I read 10 pages a day. Great habit to potentially explore. Another one is I don't envy other people's successes. I'm not a person who is envious. Another one is I'm not going to engage in self-pity. I'm not going to have a pity party. I'm not going to be a martyr. I'm going to always advocate for myself. So those are really great reverse habits to potentially be thinking about. From a peace of mind perspective, this could be positive habits that you could be adding are I spend time outdoors, or I do pray, or I do have a gratitude practice, whatever. The reverse habit is I never doom scroll. I never let work stress come into my family time. So those are some pretty positive ones. So what are you doing? What are the things that you're doing that are so expensive and they're not bringing any value that you can get rid of? These are the opportunities to be looking for reverse habits. I never do this. This is something I never do. So every never becomes an act of freedom. Every reverse habit, it protects your level of energy. It can sharpen your level of clarity. It can help you get really clear on who you are and help you guard your identity. So I think that most people, unfortunately, we don't pay close enough attention to the erosion that's happening because these little compromises, these little bad decisions on a consistent basis, it's just death by a thousand cuts kind of a thing. It's a slow erosion over time. Addition builds, subtraction purifies. Addition builds, subtraction purifies. So it's easy to think about good things that we can add in. It's harder and very personal for you to figure out how to subtract things from your life. You put those two things together, I think that you're onto something. So figure out what's costing you and then figure out what those reverse habits are. Become that person by creating bright line identity rules. This is, I'm a person, I'm the kind of person who does not do these things. And I think that that's going to help you get a lot closer to the life that you want, to the things that you want. And that's nothing but a positive thing. So as always, do your part by doing your best.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.